finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host. This is your brother. This is your man of God, Ron. Hope you guys are doing well on today. Man, today's February 11th. Today's Tuesday. Man, we're back with another great message, great teaching this morning. You know, a lot of us right now, not right now, but just in general, right? Our walk with Christ and our walk daily, the battles and the things that kind of keep us bound and truly, truly walking in the authority that Christ has given us, right? There's, this came to me, the Holy Spirit brought it to me the other day. Actually, my daughter said something, and right now I'm gonna, she said, she came in the room, and me and my daughter, we always go back and forth. You know, we crack jokes, we joan, you know, I always make just little jokes with her, you know. And we made jokes to, you know how I used to do. You be joning, you be cracking jokes with your friends. I do that with my daughter because I noticed a lot earlier in her elementary, now she's in middle school, a lot of tactics of bullying was people making jokes of her. And so what I did was I began to just make jokes with her, you know, about little things that she's a little insecure about. You know, I make it a light joke, right? So that in the joke, she realizes that people are going to say things, you know, but it doesn't matter what people say about you, right? So anyway, we made jokes. But the other day, she said something to me. She was like, yeah, your stinky feet. Your feet stink. And, you know, because I told her to basically get out the room. You know, me and my wife was in the room. And, you know, it was getting a little late. You know, we like to wind down. So I just kind of tell her, like, hey, all right, let me and mommy have some time. You know, you got to tell these kids that. Because if you don't listen, okay, they'll be all up in your room, all in your bed. Just, and that's great. But this was a Friday, too. And we had a long week. We was just trying to chill. But anyways, I told her to get out. So she was like, I don't get out. I don't care. You know, with your stinky feet. Your feet stink. And when she said it, I laughed, you know. Because, you know. I used to have a really bad problem with stinky feet. For sure. Being honest. Hey, we family, right? but I don't have that problem that much anymore, you know. I think I have one on my walk. Anyways, my feet probably did smell a little bit. Let's just be honest, right? But my point is, after she said it, the Holy Spirit just put it, he put it in me, and I thought, stinky feet. A lot of us are walking our walk with Christ stinky feet. So that's what we're talking about today, stinky feet. And what is that, right? Because, you know, on our spiritual journey, feet represent our walk with Christ, right? And I was in Psalm 119:45. And it says, I will walk, and this is the NIV version, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Now, I definitely want to get into walking and how our walking with Christ is. The precepts are humility, righteousness, and a lifestyle of repentance, which leads to a true freedom in Christ, right? So when my daughter said that, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me and tell me about, tell the people about just their walk with me, right? Their walk with me, and how when we begin to submit and follow the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit, we walk different, right? We walk different. And, sometimes a lot of us, I put myself in this as well, in that process, in that transition, we must speak about how we didn't walk in humility. Sometimes a lot of us, we're so, especially us, I won't say us, but especially when the new believers, and just not new believers, just in general, right? Some of us still haven't learned that lesson, right? Humility. We be so quick to, prophesy and all these other things, which is nothing's wrong with that. The gifts are for the body of Christ. The gifts are for the body of Christ. The gifts are to bring those closer to Christ. And nothing is wrong with that, right? But how you walking? How you walking? It's a lot of... I was listening to a man of God briefly. I didn't watch the whole message, but he was mentioning certain protocols and certain rankings, and it's a certain way you do things, right? This is where wisdom comes into play, right? Which is another part of the walk as well. But he was just speaking about how, a lot of us in the body of Christ, in the church, we walking with smelly feet, Let's keep it a buck. That's what we doing. Let's keep it all the way truthful, including myself. That's why a lot of division is happening in the church, because, if your leader isn't leading correctly, or is, doing some things that don't align with God's word, you can't then. It's a way you address your leader. It's a way you address things, And I think that, we lose. We begin to walk funny when we don't humble ourselves. That's why humility is so important. When we don't humble ourselves and analyze and be aware of certain things, you have to use wisdom. You can't handle things a certain way, right? And all of this is just, again, I'm putting it into understanding walking with Christ. And in walking, your feet smell. Mm-hmm. And look, let me tell you something. Somebody who struggled with smelly feet. I know y'all gonna be like, man, Ron, you bugging, bro. We ain't tuned in to hear about smelly feet. But hear me out. In walking in humility, right, which is a foundation in walking with Christ, and it tells us in John 13, Jesus washes his disciples' feet, right? There go feet again, but washing his disciples' feet exemplifying the essence of humility and servitude. Now, embracing humility means acknowledging our imperfections, right? Our stinky feet. It reminds us that everyone has flaws. Everybody has flaws. And we should serve one another regardless, right? We should serve one another regardless. And that's freedom in humility. You know, when we let go of pride, we open ourselves to authentic relationships. Authentic relationships with others and God and our Heavenly Father, right? And I think that's what is, you know, that's what keeps a lot of strife in the church. And I'm speaking about this because it's a lot of division going on in the body of Christ, in the church, right now. And I'm not going to speak on certain things because that's not my place, right? But because, first of all, you know, I wasn't close to certain individuals. You know, I knew of them. I studied under them. And I thank God for those men of God that have helped me on my walk and taught and even mentored me by way of social media. And because, again, I didn't physically go to their churches. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And, you know, you pray, man. You pray that these men and women of God come to repentance, and you leave it at that for me because of my place and position, right? And even in that humility, we can really understand and go to our Heavenly Father about it first. Go to Him first, right? But sometimes, you know, that's why I am very slow to speak. Any of you who follow me on social media, I'm not so quick to open my mouth about certain things. It's certain things I'll say or leave a post about, you know, or in my story. I go crazy in my story. because I'm slow to speak. I understand that these are still men and women of God, right? And there's a system. There's a system. Now, this man of God may be able to bring forth something because of his relationship with the individual in any regards. And I don't want to stay here too long, but because it's all about the humility. Humility in our walk is key to resolving conflict. Because think about it. When you're fighting with your brother, or you having a disagreement with your brother, or a correction, whatever the fight is about, whatever the quarrel is about, because it happens, right? We're human. We are human. We are. Let's be clear. You know? We all have flaws. It's only only flawless person ever was Jesus, the only man that walked this earth was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and neither one, nobody is him, period. So, but we have flaws, you know, and one of the great things that, you know, the man of God was speaking about, you know, was him being a father, and how he approached or will approach a certain person based on his position, right? But in humility, we're able to understand and recognize, and we are aware of that. We're aware of God's voice and what he's telling us to do in regards to that situation, right? So how you walking out here? How you walking? That's why I'm very, very careful, because it's just about doing things decent and in order, right? And those of you know the word, you know that there's protocol. I've never, like, I have my godmother, Mama Nita, and I would never. She always tells me, though. She say, you know, if I'm wrong, let me know. But it's a way in how I do that, too. Come on now. Like, I would never. Understand. See, I'm old school. I was born in 89. So, I'm old school. I've never, and I've always been under certain elders. Like, just growing up with my uncles, or just in my adult life, I've had a lot of women of God around me, a few men of God around me, but always elders. I've never really, if I had a quarrel with a brother or somebody that's, you know, a peer or something like that, you know, I'm very direct. I don't do that. You know, I've always carried myself, you know, with honor and just respect, period. You know, and that's why, but it's a way. And if we're not humble enough, right, we can't see or think clearly, right? But let's move on from humility, because I was there for a while, because that to me is the first step. Right, it's the first step in walking, in walking with Christ. Right, walking. Right, it's the first step. You know, wash your feet. You know, humility. Right, then living in righteousness. Now, our feet again symbolize the path we choose in life. Right, walking in righteousness means aligning our lives with God's precepts. Now, when your feet smelling, you gotta wash them, right? Cause yeah, you know, one of the crazy things that I used to deal with was, cause I played sports, man. I played sports, and you know, in high school, you know, We used to be around the girls and stuff like that. And after gym, cause I used to have gym like late, period. So, you know, and then you just didn't want to leave gym, and you knew your feet were smelling. It created a insecurity and had me moving and walking funny, right? And that's the same thing, right? It's the exact same thing, right? So, with living in righteousness, making choices that, you know, reflect God's teachings allows us to step away from sin. Step away from sin and towards a life full of purpose and fulfillment. Come on now. And I always go back to, right, freedom. Freedom, there's freedom in righteousness, right? And I want to be clear. You aren't righteous. In Christ, you are made righteous. We have to make that clear, because I think sometimes, you know, even with myself, you know, I've learned that being in Christ is what makes us holy, righteous, able to walk upright and upstanding with our Heavenly Father. He died for our sins. The blood of Jesus covers and blots out our sin. I have to stretch that, because that's a very important key in understanding why you can walk. Why you can walk. That's why when we go to our Heavenly Father, we say, in the name of Jesus. Hello. Right? So there's a freedom in walking with Christ. There's a freedom in righteousness that, righteousness that leaves open doors to peace, joy, and assurance, right? That gives us the freedom to navigate life's challenges without the weight of guilt or shame. So stinky feet is you walking in guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, come on now. I mean, how many of us haven't? How many of us haven't? And that's going to get to my next point, which is a repentant lifestyle, because, you know, maintaining deliverance is key, because, you know, you know, shame, woo-wee, shame is a real one. Some of us, we do shameful things every day. Every day, feet just stink. Yeah. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Yeah, y'all getting run today too. Like, I'm being real silly, but I'm being truthful and honest in this walk, because see, a lot of people don't understand the price. You know? you don't know what that man of God does daily. You don't know his daily sacrifices that gives him the walk he walking. You know what I mean? That gives him that. That gives him that. You can't be envious or jealous of another man of God, because see, a lot of us, when we're, you know, young in Christ, and you know, we begin to see, like, man, that you know, we used to call it, you know, people begin to pocket watch. You know, I'm going somewhere, but I want us to stay here. I don't want to get carnal about this. I'm saying, what I mean by pocket watch is, it's coveting. Covetousness. I'm sorry. You're coveting what your brother or your neighbor has. Come on now. Let's really get there. And that's another way of walking with smelly feet, right? But we ain't gonna get into that one. I just wanted to make a point that, you know, walking this walk and the sacrifice and the beating of the flesh, killing your flesh daily, there's a reward to seeking him and killing you every day. You know, so you know, you have to sometimes, you know, really just, you know, check how you're walking, right? And I'm getting a little long winded here. But I had to bring this to you guys because, you know, I feel right now there's some washing of the feet, you know, as far as just cleansing and just getting things right. Just getting things right. That's it. You know, there's certain things that bring about division, and again, it goes back to humility. You know, you got to be able to be corrected, especially if it's coming from, you know, your brother or your sister. You know, So the repentance lifestyle. This is how we wash our feet daily, right? You know, repentance. You know, it's not just a one-time thing, man. It's not. It's a continual process. It's a continual process of turning to God and asking for cleansing, right? We got to acknowledge where we strayed and seek forgiveness. This is something my brother always, he would tell me, because that's why it's great to have and fellowship and have a great counsel. That comes from God. You got to have an elder around. You got to have a brother or sister in Christ that's going to hold you accountable. You know, that's part of washing the feet as well, right? We have to acknowledge where we are and seek forgiveness, because, again, this is how we walk. This is how we walk with Christ. This is the precepts, right? And that's freedom and repentance. You know, it frees you from the burdens of guilt. It keeps our hearts soft and responsive to God's leading. So when we walk with humility, align our lives with righteousness, and embrace a lifestyle of repentance, we find true freedom in our walk with Christ. And as we seek our Heavenly Father's precepts, we uncover the joy of living in step with Him. So I want us to truly, truly check how we walk in, you know, make sure that our feet are washed, you know. Clean feet. clean feet, man. And it's all in love, you know. It's a constant reminder of His love and His faithfulness for us, and how we strive every single day to live His word, live His truth, share it, and operate in it. Function in it. And that's where we need to have our focus. Our eyes should be on the Lord Jesus Christ. We should keep our focus on Him, and everything else he gonna handle that Himself. He's gonna handle it, and it's gonna be. So don't get so down on yourself. Don't get so just don't get too far away from not just operating in love and serving and in humility, but just don't get too far into, you know, things carnally. I'll say that, because it's easy to do that. You know, we're human. It's easy to do that. It's very, very easy. And, you know, it's in love, man. And you have to, and it's not easy, you know, because we struggle with it daily, but that's the way, that's the truth, really. And that's how we must, especially when it comes to, you know, the body of Christ, like how we gonna bring people in if they looking and saying, hey, you know, that ain't it. But let me close us out. Let me pray, and we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and grace that guides us in our spiritual journey. We come before you acknowledging our imperfections and the burden of our stinky feet. Lord, help us to walk humbly, just as Jesus demonstrated, by serving others. Teach us to embrace humility, recognizing our need for you and the strength we find in community. We seek to live righteously, aligning our steps with your precepts. Grant us the wisdom to make choices that reflect your teachings and fill our hearts with peace and joy. Help us understand that righteousness is not just a destination, but a continuous journey with you. Lord, as we embrace a lifestyle of repentance, open our hearts to see where we have strayed. Give us the courage to turn back to you, seeking forgiveness and renewal. May our lives reflect your grace as we walk in freedom, unburdened by guilt or shame. Guide us daily, dear Father, as we navigate our paths, continually seeking your presence. Thank you for the freedom we find in your precepts and the abundant life you promise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So that's going to be like the inside joke for us when, you know, stinky feet. Your feet stink. You know what I'm saying? And that's all. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That, look, all through my daughter, you know, she... that's not even cool, but it's real. It's real, you know. Sometimes we gotta accept that our feet stink and go take our behind in that bathroom and run some hot water. Hot. Not cold, not lukewarm. Hello. But hot water on them with some soap. My grandma say with some soap. Did you use some soap, boy? Hallelujah. But I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. But Jesus loves you more. Y'all have a great, great day. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. And share the good news. Share the good news that Jesus died for me and you. I love you. I love you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next video. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your brother, your friend, your man of God. Run after the things of God. Shalom.